Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. I went live in our Facebook group this morning, Empowering Women for Success, to invite all of our members to our free 5-day workshop starting on July 26th at 10 a.m. Australian Western Standard Time. So that's Sunday night for you guys over in North America. And I got so excited. talking about the challenge, and I was trying to hold myself back, but I was like, let me just share it on the podcast as well, because I feel like I did drop some really important truth bombs in regards to the importance of the work that we're going to be covering in the 5 days. So the 5 days, I'm going to be going over 5 key areas that you absolutely have to address and have to get some kind of competence in if you want to create a truly powerful and magical life. The life that you truly came here and you truly deserve. It's like you are innately worthy of this life. But it comes sequentially, and it's in a hierarchy. And what I've noticed is that when women come to me, a lot of times they come frustrated, like they've tried therapy, they've done therapy for 5, 10, 15, 20 years sometimes, or they tried this specific dating coach or mindset or business strategy, and they're not breaking through. And I always say we cannot use a unidimensional approach on a multifaceted challenge and or being, okay? We are so multifaceted. We have layers, we have dimensions. There's so much to us, and we need to start at the beginning. And so in this live I just talk about why we need to do this work and why we need to do it in this area. So if you haven't joined our Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success, find the link in the show notes. Join us in there. Make sure you register for the challenge so you don't miss out on any important info, and I'll see you there. The 5 days are going to be broken down into the areas that I see from working with so many women, and the work that I've done myself to really elevate my life is the different areas that we need the most support in, i.e. the areas that we need to resolve, address, and up level for us to create a life that's truly powerful, meaningful, and purposeful. And the areas are inner child healing, shadow work, emotional intelligence, feminine masculine dynamics, and embodiment. So these are areas for many reasons that we have become disconnected from who we truly are, and we haven't leveraged these very important areas of our healing. Okay, because we are, as women, well, as anybody, but as women, we are multifaceted, we are multidimensional, and we are complex creatures. So sometimes we try to create change in our lives and we become really frustrated, as in, I hired this business coach and why didn't my business grow? Or I hired this mindset coach and why hasn't my life changed? Or I implemented this type of strategy for relationships and I'm either still having conflict in my relationship or I can't attract a partner. All of the things, right? And it's because we have been disconnected from the things that really help us feel whole and empowered. So we're going to begin with number one, inner child healing. Okay. So all of us, no matter how old we become, our last breath on this planet, when we're like 90 something, let's say, we're still going to have our inner child with us. And our inner child is a psychological construct, and we have many inner children of basically every age we've ever been up until now, right? And our inner child really takes control of our lives and is really in control of the level of success that we have, the love that we have in our lives, all of it, because along our lives, we would have experienced trauma. Now, trauma has many meanings, but the meaning that I'm going to use here is just any significant change that either we were not ready for or we didn't know how to cognitively, rationally explain at that time in our lives. For example, if we had trauma that happened at 3-year-old, our prefrontal cortex is not developed until we're 25. So that 3-year-old is going to have almost zero understanding of that trauma. Now, because we are egocentric, we're going to make that trauma about us. And because that 3-year-old has made the trauma about them, there's been an activation in their nervous system. Now, as they go through life, any situation that reminds the body of a similar experience will be activated, okay? So it's activated, and then she will have that baby-like almost response, right? So this is why our inner child is so important. We're never going to get rid of our inner child. We never become so evolved that our inner child is not present. Our inner child is always present with us. And so we need to step in as the divine mother and nurture her. And I know that if you've never heard of this concept, it might seem a bit foreign, but trust me, any high-performing woman that is truly fulfilled has an extremely nurturing motherly energy towards her inner child, i.e. her inner self, right? So that's the day one. We're really going to talk about the importance of that and how we can begin healing our inner child. Because when we do that work to heal our inner child, whatever that core wound is, maybe we have issues with men because we didn't have a great relationship with our dad, or something subconscious that we can't even fully articulate, right? So for as long as we haven't healed that specific area or that inner child, she is going to continue to activate your nervous system in a way that's not helpful. So we need to soothe her, up-level her, bring her into a new reality, show her that things can be different. And from there, your point of attraction is so different and you can create a radically different life. Day two, we're going to go into shadow work. Okay, so same. This is very much related to our inner child. When our inner child has had trauma put on them, or has been shamed, or has been told they were wrong, or maybe not even told, but remember, because we're in egocentric, hey, Maris, Amarillas, hi, honey, because we're so egocentric and we make it about ourselves, that inner child may have created a level of shame around themselves. Now, sometimes it's from our parents, like indirectly, not really meaning to do it. And sometimes it is our own conclusion. Remember talking about our prefrontal cortex and our ability to make reason and to rationalize. So because we don't have that faculty, we often dim our light. Maybe you were a boisterous little girl and you were always told you're too loud or don't be loud. Good little girls are quiet. Maybe you were really into sports. You were very athletic and your parents didn't like that. Or maybe your parents really wanted a boy. Like, there's all of these things that can create shadow aspects of us. And the thing is because we don't understand the emotional body and because nobody taught us this in school, what we tend to do with these shadow aspects, for example, one of the things I was told when I was little was you're jealous. And I was jealous because I was very insecure and I didn't think that I was good enough. So if I ever saw, like, my mom would compliment other girls for being really pretty, she never said it to me. So I would get really jealous. And I remember my mom saying that I was really jealous, but in a scolding way. And how I made that was, I'm jealous. I'm a bad little girl. And so I hid that jealousy. Does it mean the jealousy went away? No, it didn't. But what it did do was made me label it as wrong, made me hide it away, and made it a bad part of me. Now, the reason this is impacting your current reality is because anything that is hidden in the dark has power over us. Anything that is hidden in the dark has power over us. Anything that we don't integrate, right? This is the thing, we need to integrate it. Anything that we don't integrate creates misalignment in our being, right? And so we want to integrate our shadow. And there's so much more I want to say in it, but I'm going to bite my tongue because I really want you to attend this workshop on the shadow, how the shadow is the key to our true potential. Okay, our shadow holds our unlimited power. It's our shadow. The part that we're afraid to go into is the part that literally, I can honestly say, the most powerful work that I've done on myself and has created the most transformational change in my life has been shadow work. And so we'll be talking about that, and I'll give you some strategies around that on day two. And then we're going to go into emotional intelligence. Now, emotional intelligence is what I studied in my PhD, and it's like the psychological strategic part of it, right? And we do this type of work with leaders. We know that emotional intelligence is very critical for having business success, like let's say in corporate, to be successful, but also to have your team actually like you, because we know a lot of successful people that can make it to the top. We know leaders, that prolific leaders that made it to the top, but like their team hated them and their team was fearful of them, and they didn't create a good culture, right? So when we're talking about success, and when I'm talking about authentic success, to me, success is reaching that mountaintop, but not destroying all your relationships in the way, along the way. Emotional intelligence is fucking critical to that. Not only that, my loves, we are in transformational times right now, right? This is crazy times. For you to not be consumed by all the crap that's around us, for you to maintain your emotional well-being, we need to build up that emotional intelligence. You need to display emotional maturity, and we need to increase that emotional resilience, right? Because we know that our emotions, energy, and motion impact our overall health. So if I have very low emotional intelligence and I'm just completely like overwhelmed by everything I'm seeing in the media and by people, and I'm being triggered constantly right and left, what's that doing to my nervous system? It's putting me into a fight or flight. And so this is why emotional intelligence is so important if you want to live a powerful life and also be healthy in your being. And that is so important. But as you'll see, it comes after inner child healing, right? Because in my research, I realized something. I was like, hang on a second. So we can teach leaders how to build emotional intelligence. I read this article recently, a couple of weeks ago, and it was talking about the dark side of emotional intelligence, i.e., if you know how to understand and manage other people's emotions as well as your own, you can then manipulate people, can you not? You can manipulate them because you know how emotions work. And immediately I was like, okay, well, the only person that is ever going to manipulate someone else using emotional intelligence because of their understanding of emotions is someone who is unhealed. So going back to authentic, aligned, true success is the prerequisite to learning emotional intelligence is doing that inner child healing. So that's why we take you on a journey. You need to heal that shit first. Heal that trauma, and then you build the emotional skill set to make you truly fucking powerful. Okay, and then on day four, we're gonna do feminine and masculine energy. Oh my God. Talk about one of the reasons that women are just not, if you're feeling unsatisfied, if you're feeling like something's off, if you're feeling like just why doesn't my life feel good? Or why do I keep coming into these roadblocks? Or why are my relationships not happening the way that I wanted to? It's because of our feminine and masculine dynamics, okay? When you were born with a feminine essence, okay? But life happens. And we live in this 3D world, and in this 3D world for a very long time, we really value the doing. The doing is the masculine, not so much the being, which is the feminine. We also had this preconceived notion also by, you know, society that the man is strong, the woman is submissive, the man goes out and succeeds in the world, and the woman doesn't. Now, when divorces started happening, when women started entering the workforce, all of a sudden the gender roles started really switching up. And then we were getting confused of like, when am I in my masculine? When am I in my feminine? For a long time in the 80s, for you to be successful as a woman in business, you needed to be in your masculine. You know, we saw a lot of women wearing like those big power suits. We don't see that so much anymore because more women are embracing their feminine. And we are recognizing the strength in the feminine power. And that's what I'm going to be teaching you guys on day four, which is the Thursday, is, oh my God, how powerful your femininity is. And we think when we are in our wounded, we think that we can get our man to do what we want by being jealous or by telling him what to do or by looking at his phone or by being like, you better be home at this time or being like, I don't need you. All of that is wounded. None of that works. That is not how you keep a man. You keep a man, you adore a man, you honor your king by being in your divine feminine. But to be in your divine feminine means you need to stop wearing a masculine mask. For you to stop wearing the masculine mask, we need to, number one, heal your shit. So do you see how all of this comes in? It's a hierarchy. We don't just, and this is why I see women like they're investing in programs to be in their feminine, or they're investing to with like dating coaches to attract the right partner. And to, but that's all surface shit. We can act feminine. We can wear flowy dresses. We can wear high heels. We can do all the things we think are feminine, but none of that, right? I see a lot of really beautiful women that are so masculine. Masculine and feminine has nothing to do with how you look and how you talk. It's all about how you be, how you just are. Like, how do people feel around you? Do people get like a nervous, frantic energy? That's your energy, right? So we want to get into our feminine and be that safe place whilst not denying our masculine. I always say to my girls, are you a woman that's a lot in your masculine? That's not a bad thing. So am I. And the thing is, men also crave safety. Men also don't want a purely feminine woman. They also need elements of masculine. And when you can ground into your masculine, you can make him feel safe. A lot of times, men will not marry the super, super ultra feminine, super, super flowy woman because there's a lack of safety. What about when he needs to be vulnerable, right? So I'm going way too much depth in this because I want to sell you on showing up to this workshop because it is so fucking powerful. It's going to give you exactly what you need to know in terms of, oh shit, that's what I need to work on. That's why things aren't flowing. That's why I keep repeating this thing, right? So we don't do the feminine masculine energy first. We do the healing first. Okay, we do the shadow work first, because when you do the healing and the shadow work, then you are no longer wearing a masculine mask. Now you're not being inauthentic. You're showing up as your true self, and your true self, guess what, is feminine. But we can't have you showing up authentically and feminine if you are still so fucking wounded. Your mind won't allow you to do it. Your nervous system won't do it. So we need to take you on a journey. And the last one, and this is like it's like the cherry on top of your development, of your fully like empowered woman, to you really embracing, dare I say, your goddess energy. Okay. So it's so funny when we go on this like personal development journey, I see women saying like, I'm so strong and so, and then we get to the point of like, she's a queen. Oh my God. Yeah, she's a queen. She's queen energy. I love that. I always call myself queen. I call you guys queens, but I'm like, I need to move past that now. I want to ascend into goddess energy. And for someone who's like, oh my God, either maybe religious context or like, it just sounds so like full of yourself that it might be like jumping back at goddess when I say goddess, but then I want to startle you. Then I want to startle you because you need to hear that, because you are a goddess and the goddess lives within you. You have that God element within you, but you're the feminine expression of God, right? God created us in his image, right? And biblically, we talk a lot about men, but if you're the feminine expression of God, then you are a goddess. And I want to help you tap into that. And the way that we do that is for you to help you get back into your body. You are a spiritual being, but you are having this physical experience. And for you to fully tap into all of your power, you need to be in your body. But because of your trauma, right? Maybe like from your ancestors, your mom, maybe when you were in her tummy, maybe through like your birth, all of that, you had some trauma that made you, in some instances, escape your body. Your body didn't feel safe. Maybe you were just teased. Maybe your parents didn't give you enough attention. Whatever it was, you left your body because your body didn't feel safe. Your brain took over and you started being in your mind. You started going in your head. And for as long as you are in your head and you are in your cognitive faculty, you cannot be embodied. And this is what I'm talking about. When you are fully present, you are in your body. When I'm fully present, like, I can feel everything. And when we are fully in our body, we get to maximize the power of our physical senses and our intuition. Most importantly, our intuition. We don't tap into our intuition by being in our mind. We tap into our intuition by being fully embodied. And so that is the last step of the healing journey, is when you've healed that shit, when you recognize that your shadow is your friend, then you get to integrate it and that it holds the key to your power. When you build your emotional intelligence and harmonize the balance of feminine and masculine energy that's right for you, you shift who you are. You become someone new, and then you get to be fully embodied. And that is the goddess energy. That's the queen energy. That is the most powerful, highest expression of who you truly are. You're not becoming someone else. You're just removing all the layers of bullshit that you are not, right? And that's the healing journey. It's removing the layers of who you are not so you can finally embody the woman that you came here to be. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.